We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Neho, cherished viewers, that is hello in Cantonese, a language spoken by over 65 million people, mainly in Southeast China and Hong Kong. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Elha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Sukh Batar, Selenk Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutoosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Antigua and Barbuda celebrate their Independence Day. In environmental news, Uganda adopts local solutions to mitigate the effects of climate change. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 1st, is World Vegan Day and the start of World Vegan Month, established in 1994. This auspicious occasion commemorates the world's first vegan society in the United Kingdom. It is a wonderful opportunity to honor our glorious planet and all its inhabitants by adopting the animal-free diet. Activities in many countries include food fairs, ethical film festivals, vegan pizza parties and potlucks, music, entertainment, and more. This year's theme is global food security, and it's a time to remember that with a compassionate plant-based diet, we can feed everyone on Earth and save our precious planetary home. Happy World Vegan Day to all.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Somalia. 3 days of relentless rains at the start of April brought floods through the western Somaliland region from the overflowing Wajali River. At least two lives were lost and hundreds of families displaced. On April 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 in emergency support, asking if our association's relief team could go, or if not possible, to arrange to send the aid through the International Red Cross.
Another 2 days of torrential rains that began October 16 triggered flash floods in and around the Somali capital of Mogadishu, sweeping away many makeshift shelters. Thousands of persons already displaced by civil war were rendered homeless, without food and in dire need of shelter from the cold and wet weather. Inadequate conditions also affected another 36,000 residents of the southern coastal city of Kismayo, making them vulnerable to mosquitoes and rain. Meanwhile, relief access was limited by continued regional conflict.
On October 20th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated an additional $20,000 in aid. Expressing her deep sorrow and prayers for their well-being and soon recovered peace, she requested that the amount be donated to the Red Cross, the Red Crescent Society, or any charity organization that could go there to help the afflicted Somali people. The combined $30,000 donation could purchase an equivalent of over $2 million in supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Somalia.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, the following is a report from our association's foreign group.
October 25th, 2009, Most Beloved Master, regarding donations for helping people in Somalia. We thank Master for your everlasting love for the Somali people. On October 21st, we received a letter of appreciation to Master for your $10,000 donation for the flood victims in western parts of Somalia.
Regarding other relief funds for helping people in Somalia. For the flood victims in Somali capital city of Mogadishu and city of Kismayo, we have given Master's relief fund to Red Cross and the Red Crescent, and also conveyed Master's deep sorrow for the victims and prayers for their well-being and quick restoration of a peaceful life. We will report to Master once this process is complete. Thank you so much, Master, for your love and enlightening guidance. With all our love, Foreign Group.
We appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these updates with our concerned viewers and thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted care of those in need. May heaven protect the Somali people as they strive to resume the regularity of their day-to-day lives and such distressing events lessen through humanity's increased consideration for all beings.
Earthquakes felt around the world. Early on Thursday, October 29th, the entire Mexican state of Veracruz was jolted by a magnitude 5.5 quake, the strongest to hit the region in 10 years. Residents fled their homes and part of a church dome collapsed in the city of Tlacotalpan. Meanwhile, an earthquake that measured 3.6 on the Richter scale shook the outskirts of the Iranian city of Jiroft in Kerman province. The next morning, residents of Bangladesh also ran from buildings in fear as a 5.2 magnitude tremor was felt in the northern regions, including the capital of Dhaka. On Friday, a strong 6.8 magnitude tremor struck off the Japanese island of Amami Oshima, and a magnitude 5.0 quake shook northwestern China. Fortunately, there were no reports of major damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued in any of the tremors. We are very relieved to know of everyone's safety in the earth-shaken regions. May such potentially dangerous events subside as we adopt more caring ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Britain's royal family welcomes India's president. As the first Indian head of state to arrive for almost 20 years, President Pratibha Patil and First Gentleman Devi Singh Ran Singh Shekhawat received a full ceremonial welcome by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh in Windsor on Tuesday, October 27th.
The warmth and hospitality of the Indian people and the richness and diversity of India itself have been an inspiration to all of us. We hope to repay some of the kindness shown to us in India during your visit this week.
Their three-day visit was highlighted by a banquet hosted by Her Majesty, a meeting with Prime Minister Gordon Brown, as well as Indian business leaders in London, and the launch of the baton relay for the 2010 Commonwealth Games at Buckingham Palace.
I bring with me the good wishes from the government and the people of India. I am also deeply touched by the sentiments of goodwill which have been expressed both towards me and my country. Since my arrival in London, I have been struck by the energy and vitality of the city. It represents the microcosm of the world, with people of different religions and races living together. It seems to be everyone's city, much like Delhi, the capital of India.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your cordial and productive visit with Her Majesty and other British dignitaries. May the people of India and the United Kingdom be graced with ever-illuminating friendship and prosperity.
Argentine and Chilean presidents celebrate new accord. On Friday, October 30th, Argentina's President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner and Chile's President Michelle Bachelet signed an integration treaty during the Argentine President's visit to Chile. This agreement, which President Bachelet stated is the first of its kind between two Latin American countries, is intended to strengthen joint cooperation. Included in the treaty is a project to construct a trans-Andean railway and roadway tunnel as a possible free transit between the two nations. Your Excellencies of Argentina and Chile, we laud your progressive initiatives and accord. Blessed be our world with such harmonious relations as yours.
New Zealand government amends drugged driving law. The New Zealand Parliament has expanded previous drugged driving legislation to include the ban of benzodiazepines, or benzo, a class of medication prescribed as a calming sedative that also induces sleep, which can cause severe impairment while driving. The ban of benzo, along with the ban of handheld cell phones in cars, is immediately effective. Kudos New Zealand for amending laws to secure the well-being of citizens. May many more countries join in such measures that enhance both safety and peace of mind.
Ministers of Iran, Afghanistan and Pakistan work to reduce narcotics. Senior officials from Afghanistan, Iran and Pakistan gathered in Vienna, Austria this past week for a high-level ministerial meeting to discuss measures for improving illegal drug control and strengthen trust and confidence in their region. To better their operations, officials agreed to appoint permanent officers to a joint planning committee in Tehran, Iran, as well as establish border liaison officers and collaborative patrols. Our accolades, Iranian, Afghan, and Pakistani ministers, for your advancements to ensure the protection of your region. With such noble and cooperative endeavors, surely our world will soon be liberated from these harmful substances so that all people may shine in vibrant health.
9 rescued from downed plane in Brazil. A small plane carrying government medics who were part of a vaccination campaign made an emergency landing in the Amazon jungle on Thursday, October 29th, in northwestern Brazil. Members of the indigenous Matis tribe rescued a total of 9 crew members and passengers from the Ituí River. 2 of the people on board the plane have not been located. After the members of 2 tribes assisted Brazilian officials in getting to the plane, the 9 people were flown to a hospital in Cruzeiro do Sul, where they are reportedly in good condition. We send our sincere gratitude to the Matis and other tribe members for your timely rescue and assistance, as well as to the Brazilian personnel for their help. May all survivors be blessed with a quick return to the caring circle of family and friends, as we pray that those still missing will soon be found and reunited with loved ones.
Save our planet. Methane emissions play bigger role in global warming. In a new study, lead author Drew Schindel and other U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, scientists state that methane's contribution to global warming are considerably higher than previously thought. They determined that the aerosols released in conjunction with carbon dioxide, or CO2, during the burning of fossil fuels create a cooling effect, thus actually cancelling the role of CO2 in warming the climate.
As a result, Dr. Schindel states that the heat released by methane is 20 to 40% higher than previous estimates, resulting in over 100 times the warming potential of CO2 averaged over 20 years. This NASA data comes only days after a separate report released by the World Watch Institute corrected previous estimates of livestock-generated greenhouse gases. Those calculations, which used a 72 times warming potential of methane, placed livestock conservatively at generating more than 50% of global warming, rather than the 2006 estimates of 18%. This number would now be even higher based on the NASA findings.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, adjunct professor of physics Naomi Moore at New York University, USA, explained more about the role of aerosols in offsetting carbon dioxide's heating effect.
Historically, all the sources of carbon dioxide also emit aerosols, also produce this particulate smog that's been cooling the Earth. And Dr. James Hansen, who is considered a grandfather of the global warming theory, he pointed out that these two emissions roughly cancel each other out. So historically, we've seen roughly zero warming from sources of carbon dioxide so far.
Researchers also note that because livestock raising is the single largest source of methane on the planet, becoming a vegan is the fastest way to reduce methane emissions, as stated by UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change scientist Dr. Terry Root of Stanford University, USA.
We need to decrease the amount of methane that we're putting up. And one way is to become vegetarian. It really, truly makes a difference.
Our appreciation, Dr. Schindel, Mr. Moore, Dr. Root, and all colleagues for advancing our understanding of methane's prominent role in global warming, along with the benefits of adopting a plant-based diet in cooling the planet. May your research compel policymakers across the globe to seek emission reductions through the elimination of animal products from our diets.
With tremendous concern for our fragile planet, in an interview with the Irish Sunday Independent newspaper in July 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted this more potent greenhouse gas, methane, and its largest controllable source, the livestock industry.
Of course, reducing CO2 is still important as well, but reducing these more potent and shorter lifespan gases, like methane, for example, will bring a faster cooling than CO2 reduction. Besides, these will also in turn reduce CO2 as well. As a consequence, methane actually traps at least 72 times more heat than CO2. average over a 20-year period. At the same time, methane leaves the atmosphere fairly quickly, but CO2 will stay around warming the planet for thousands of years. So if we want a quicker cooling of the planet, we have to eliminate those that leave the atmosphere quickly. Livestock is the single largest emitter of methane. We will destroy the world if we do not stop eating and producing meat and other animal products. So the organic vegan diet is the fastest, easiest, and most effective solution for a life-sustaining planet. Yes, the solution is organic vegan diet.
Save our planet. UN Climate Change Conference in Bali, Indonesia. With 430 climate scientists from 140 countries in attendance, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, concluded its meeting in Bali on Thursday, October 29, held to prepare for the upcoming December Global Warming Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. The IPCC issued its fifth scientific assessment report at this meeting, with Chairman Dr. Rajendra Pachauri suggesting that the report also cover socio-economic impacts in order to help guide policymaking. Indonesia also called for scientists to issue assessments on the key role of forests and oceans in mitigating climate change. Thank you, panel members of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, for your participation at this important meeting. May the providence guide and support all endeavours to achieve meaningful benefit for our ecosphere.
Save Our Planet. US-based Smurfit Stone Container Corp. introduces new produce packaging cartons which conserve resources by using 21% less fibre, yet provide equal or greater strength to protect produce during transportation.
Save Our Planet. Scientists warn that climate change in the Himalayas, which is already melting glaciers, affecting snowfall, and changing the nature of the monsoon season, must be addressed immediately to avoid disputes and conflicts throughout the region.
Save Our Planet. An international team of environmental scientists states that the sea level in North Carolina, USA, rose 3 times faster during the 20th century than during the last 500 years.
Save Our Planet. Due to their environmental, health and water hazards, the Pune Cantonment Board in India is working with the state and other local governments to ban polyurethane bags.
Save Our Planet. The European Commission is encouraging European Union member states to adopt energy-efficient standards that will prepare them for the launch of smart metering, a technology intended to conserve electricity through more efficient use.
Hello, I'm Herman the Horse with the tip of the day. Oh, and I'm a vegan. A great way to enhance your leftovers is to create a new dish out of them. You can add veggie and tofu from last night's grumptious dinner to fried rice, noodle, or pasta for today's lunch. Some of your extras might even make good stuffing for steamed buns. Have fun trying original recipe. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, for the weather around the globe.
and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United States. Our association members from Illinois participated in an annual parade held in Naperville. They shared SOS flyers and bags to inform people of the importance of adopting the healthful vegan diet to save our ecosphere. The items were enthusiastically received by the parade spectators, many of whom read the earth-protecting messages carefully. Also, several friendly children approached our association members who were dressed in colorful animal costumes and requested the SOS bags. In just 1 hour, approximately 2,000 SOS flyers, together with the bags, were distributed. We pray that soon the compassionate plant-based diet will be chosen by everyone to safeguard the lives of the multitude of this world's co-inhabitants.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Antigua and Barbuda, honoring its autonomy achieved in 1981. Known for its idyllic beaches, this three-island Caribbean nation is made up of Antigua, Barbuda, and Redonda. They contain an incredible variety of birds. Cadiz Reef is among Antigua's most famous snorkeling sites. With an abundance of amazing scenery, this tropical paradise is visited by hundreds of thousands of tourists yearly. We wish all of the warm-hearted residents of Antigua and Barbuda a marvelous Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, Uganda looks for community-based solutions to lessen the effects of global warming. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. More soothing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for a thriving world. In environmental news, Uganda adopts local solutions to mitigate the effects of climate change. His Excellency Ugandan President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni stated that the government was planning to purchase machinery in order to dig dams in areas overtaken by drought. Other measures include changing the system of irrigation and consulting with visiting experts from Israel and China on how to use the new method to boost food production. In addition, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is introducing crops that are drought-resistant and mature quickly to increase yield in the northeastern part of the country. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, and Uganda, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, and experts from China and Israel, for your dedication to helping the Ugandan people at this critical time. May each government and individual around the world urgently promote the organic vegan diet to usher in a sustainable future for all.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Indonesian entitled, Flight Problems.
Saya penerbang suka gugup. Selama perjalanan dari California ke Indiana, tidak bisa diubah lagi bahwa penerbangan sambungan dari Denver ditunda dua kali karena masalah mesin. Lalu, setelah kita di ketinggian, saya perhatikan lampu-lampu mulai berkedip-kedip. Saya melaporkannya ke seorang pembantu penerbang. "Saya bereskan," katanya. Beberapa saat kemudian, lampu-lampunya padam. Dengan jelas, dia telah memecahkan masalahnya dengan mematikan lampu-lampu. Seorang penumpang menyeberangi deretan kursi sedang mendengarkan, mencondongkan badan, dan berkata, "Apapun yang kalian lakukan, tolong jangan bertanya soal mesin."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I really enjoy watching this channel. It gives me such a good feeling, turning my sadness into happiness and sharing the love everywhere. I truly do hope that more and more people will watch this and that being vegetarian is the diet that all of us must stick to. I do hope that everyone will quickly change to a vegan diet. Olivier from England.
Concerned Oliver, it is nice to know that you are enjoying watching Supreme Master Television. We too pray that all people understand, as Supreme Master Qinghai and eminent experts have clearly explained, that we can save the planet by adopting the vegan diet. Please help in sharing this vital information with as many individuals as you can. May celestial light and love shine on you and your co-citizens of Great England.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Joy Gin, which means goodbye in Cantonese. May lasting peace and happiness fill your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign ministers for India, China and Russia hold a trilateral meeting in Bangalore, India, where they pledge mutual cooperation in supporting global peace and stability.
US President Barack Obama welcomes Singapore's legendary founding father, 86-year-old former Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew, to the White House, where he asks for advice on an upcoming presidential visit to Asia.
Health Minister Tony Ryle announces that New Zealand will continue supporting the Fruit in Schools program, originally marked to end this year, with distribution of free fruit to encourage healthier lifestyles.
Affirming the importance of national unity to resolve the Lebanon's challenges, Christian Maronite Patriarch Nasrallah Schwer called for speed in the creation of a unity government.
Brazil's Senate Foreign Relations Committee votes in favor of allowing Venezuela to join the South American trading bloc, Mercosur, leaving only approval from Paraguay for Venezuela to officially become a member.
China's top-level official vice premier, Li Keqiang, visits Australia to renew diplomatic relations between the two countries.
In Yemen, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, launches a training for educators in Hodeidah Governorate, with Governor Ahmed Al-Jabali calling for renewed efforts to provide meaningful education for the community.
During a recent summit, the 9 Latin American and Caribbean member states of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, or ALBA, agreed to create a new regional currency known as the Sucre.
The UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, announces the appointment of Lebanese award-winning pop music star Nancy Ajram as a goodwill ambassador for the agency.
As part of efforts to foster peace, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announces Turkey's plan to open a diplomatic consulate in Erbil, the capital of the Kurdistan region of Iraq, or KRI.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.